Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a go.
Yeah.
Can we get some more? Can't be broke.
That's why I hunt.
I
hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
Back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts.
Why?
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Everybody around me getting money, 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 everybody around me getting money. Hey, miss me when it's by them niggas, miss me by them bitches too. I don't give a fuck what niggas say, it's what we niggas do. I was swerving in and out of traffic, thinking about what happened to my nigga, cause he getting low. More money problems, the truth. Sometimes you win and you lose, depend on the way that it's due. I just been puffin' the green, tryna get rid of the blues. I'ma just tell you some things, you put yourself on my shoes. Looking at my nigga, he just bought a new Bent, and he got his shit sitting on four. Getting money and he tryna get more. Niggas grindin' that dealer, we broke. But you know about it, it ain't always how it go. How you going about it? Little baby girl, give a show. I'ma throw a thousand, thousand. Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money, getting money. Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money, getting money. Everybody around me 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 getting money. Hey, if you ready, say you ready. I'm already getting blunted and fatty. Man, you want it and it's plenty. You gon' jump up, but it's deli. I'ma tell you niggas something. Look, I'm heavy. They don't hear me. Niggas catch you when they wanna know what's really good. That nigga swivel stud firm, firm. But nigga might still turn on you. Nigga might still burn you like I knew they would. I'm like, fuck them niggas. Tell them niggas to do. Heard them lies, all them lies. But my niggas the truth. Jumping out of motherfucking jeeps. I throw the keys to the valley and tell them motherfuckers peace. Slap on 20 for the feet. Man, you know I gotta eat. Bone, bone, appetite. Cologne strong from the reef. Fray spray in your face. Olay, nigga. Nah, every time I did it, all I did was see too many people with it. What I do, switch it up and make it new.
No, motherfucker.
I put it all on the line for me and mine, nigga. Everybody around me getting money. 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 I done told them people once, I gotta tell them people twice, nigga. Life is but a gamble, gotta roll and shake the dice, nigga. Risk about everything and they got its price, nigga. Sacrifice, nigga. Advice, nigga. I'm never minding what they say, I'm grinding. Half pipe, nigga. Got my words all in alignment, roll right, nigga. I'm trying to buy that shit hold tight, nigga. And if I play you to the left, then you ain't right, nigga. I'm about to bring the old back. When it come to his, I'm about to kill him with my old bat. 16, pop a hold that. Nigga trying to say the game, but you can't load that. Swear my life just like a movie, can you play the role back? Everything is by chance, cause you can't control that. Bless my niggas, we all on it, put it all on the line. Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money. Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money. Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money. Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money.
Man, remember nigga used to play bingo? Like, yo, man, bingo, man, that's my call, man. For real. This nigga PJ used to have a fucking flies list on the block. Real nigga shit. Now, man, for real, I used to sit on my porch and just hustle all day and just watch this nigga pass up and down the block. Like, yo,
big body man, big body man.
Killers don't have no conscience, brat. One thing go wild, it's trap up in them houses. Rats, they making mouses. Gas up in the trousers. Mom came and they gave me a slap. Say she found all that crack under her couches. I can't sleep, Fred Krueger in my dreams. Call niggas or machines, all y'all work for me. And I'd rather work a triple bean than a Burger King. Rob you for your bling bling. Your jeans, jeans, flip your pockets from your jeans. Make sure I got everything before I leave. Life's a bitch, and we just having a fling. Man, this chrome is like a phone, better answer it when it rings. Let it ring, till it click, empty clip. You can smell me and see I've been through some shit. With my click, hymns on ride a gang. Now these hoes gon' ride the dick. It's because of street fame. These bitches know what it is. They gon' say I'm doing my thing when I pull up in that six. Lord knows, all I ever wanted was a big body beat. Big body bitch, big body bitch. All I ever wanted was a big body bitch.
The wheels, Pro Two Piece Lorenzo's got me looking like a meal. He's start. If you wanna talk, then later we can build.
All I ever wanted was a big body beat.
My new AMG, smoking with 2015, golden wrist, few pounds of green, park this shit, shoot down your team, now it seems, also clear through beams, also don't fight me, fuck you me, lucky that you breathe, check the lead, focus through my new designer lens, tell her not her friends, Buku Dallas Ben, new tools line again, too cool time and win, I'm on top again, you gon' top me off, excuse me out, bullshit you about, front and rook is out, face the sword, no risk, no reward, peace or phone, go nowhere, gets ignored, price you can't afford, lightning at your core, get you right here like before, seen it all, my life should end like this, come back filthy rich, still not guilty bitch,
yeah. All I ever wanted was a big body beat.
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14, the card that goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx on the line with you, also the host and homie Gordon C. What's up?
Yes, indeed, another Wednesday night. Man, there's a lot going on in the hip-hop industry right now. Of course, we'll get into that in the news, but I'm excited, man. It's a lot going on, a lot to talk about, so we're going to talk about it briefly, but good to hear you, homie.
Yes, yes, definitely glad to be on the line with you. You know, it's always feels like it's a long time. If we just have one Wednesday, even when we had the holiday break, it just felt like forever. It was nice to have the little break, but it's kind of like, whoa, I got to get back in the swing of this. So glad to be on the line with you. Global14.com, that's the website, you guys, that this station is via and then partnered with as far as the brand. So definitely we would like to invite you to check out that blog site. That's Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. So it's a great tool for you to network and move around and, you know, just if you see something you like, comment on it, start a conversation. It's pretty cool. You're not going to get tagged to death.
Yeah.
I was just talking to you about that.
And JD's
that
going crazy
air,
right now. Yeah, Facebook. We don't really like Facebook too much. We get tagged a lot on Facebook.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, JD's been putting out a lot of promo for artists that want to come on, and you know, that's how he hears your music. If anybody ever said, "Yo, I want Jermaine Dupri to hear my music," he hears and sees everything that goes through Global14.com. So
Absolutely. If
you are an artist or you did want to get at Jermaine about something, he really talks to you. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the reasons we got this show right here. Like this, he's on there. It's not a robot.
Yeah.
It's actually him. And if you check his Instagram, his you know, his other social networks, he's telling you guys, hey, you want to reach me? This is where you can reach me at.
Most definitely. That's what's up. And I just got hit on IG, actually. Remember this homie from many years ago, actually, I would say maybe 4 or 5 years back. So mentioning, asking about getting on the show and how can you be featured and whatnot. And Gordon, I want to pass the mic to you. Now, we do have, for our interviews, we definitely want to we like to interview those who have a wide mainstream success, fan base, online presence, or you know, have a secured recording contract, or just making big indie moves. So we try to highlight you. We like to find out who's next. We try to find the hidden gems. We do have our unsigned segment as well. So I want to pass the mic to you, homie, to let them know how they can be considered that for that. But definitely, if you want to be considered to be interviewed, just hit us up so we can, you know, just go through and look at the criteria and see where we can fit you in, and we'll find something for you. We got something for you. It may not be the full out interview, but we do have some segments that we, you know, do for the unsigned artists and those who just want to get their name out and for promotional. So, yeah, and we're working on some more things as well. But I want to, again, let me for real pass the mic to you now. So you can let them know how to get their music featured.
Just let them know. You know how we got.
Yeah.
So, but you hit us up on our social networks. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. Onyx is Onyx254 on both networks, as well as Global14.com. I'm The Golden Fleece on Instagram, IG, Twitter, and Global14.com. And we ask that you send us messages. Please send us direct messages, DMs, private inboxes. Give us your song, but let us know a little bit about yourself. If you're promoting a project, we want to know about it so we can introduce the song correctly. If you just have a single out there, let us know about it. But at least so we can get a little bit of background about what you do and how you want to be presented. Then we'll put it on a show. You know, there's could be a special guest on the show at the time. You might get some constructive criticism. We ask that everybody listen with an open mind. And definitely, you know what I'm saying, it's a fun show. Every time we do those shows, it's a fun night. So we look forward to getting the music and putting it on the show. So send it to us. Let's do it.
That's what's up. And definitely. And then just again, back to the, and not to just, you know, harp on it, but back to the interviews. Definitely, guys, when you reach out for interviews, make sure that the time that when you reach out, you really have something going. You know, make the best of that interview that you would like to have. If you have a project coming up, that is the perfect time to want to get an interview. If you have a huge unsigned indie tour happening, or you partnered with so-and-so company, you know, Coca-Cola, you're throwing a citywide event, you want to get the word out for that, that's the time when you really want to go in on your PR, if you will. So that would be a time when you would want to reach out for an interview. Make sure you just have something. We got to be able to ask you something. So if you haven't done anything, we can't ask you anything. So just try to have, you know, that's important part of the aspect, part of interviewing is to be able to ask you questions. We want to know, you know, what you're doing, where you're going, and what plan you have in place. Not all in your business, but definitely need to be able to, you know, speak with you and give the information to your newfound fans and as well as your fans that will call in that day. So the interview could be a great asset to your career as long as you use it. Well, it can at any point, but it's definitely vital. And if you use it to the best of your advantage, you'll see that it'll benefit you a little bit more than just getting your song played or getting heard on the radio. So just, you know, kind of have a business plan or a game plan with it, if you will. I just wanted to.
Yeah, most definitely. No, people want to know your story, you know. A lot of these artists that sell a lot of records, people fall in love with who they are. And, you know, that's how they get a core fan base. They follow them. They buy their albums. They buy their T-shirts. They buy everything because they actually love the story. So it's always good to have a story on them. So, you know, send us a story. Not no crazy big-ass 2-3-paragraph story, but, you know, a brief synopsis of how you want to be presented and how you want to be looked at, you know, so we can mention that when we introduce your music.
That's right, and your social network, so we can look at the fan base and look at the fan engagement. Probably not a good idea if you haven't touched your Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or website in a year, so just keep, make sure you're staying up to date with that. I don't think anybody has a problem these days staying up to date with one of the three, if not all three. So, that's what's up. That's it for that. But tonight we do have a special guest who is consistent and has been in the industry for quite some time, and he's on the show tonight. Very excited to meet him, like what I've learned so far. John Depp out of Queens, New York, I believe it is. So shout out to New York. Both of y'all. I know y'all going to be telling stories and reminiscing and stuff. I got to get to New York so I can, like, join in and chime in.
You know, I mean, when you from New York, you know what I'm saying? You definitely, you know, love it. But, you know, this is the nice about John Depp. You know, John Depp is close to a lot of major people in the industry. A lot of people don't know the things that he has accomplished. And now he's said, you know what? I'm going to stop doing everything for everybody else. What I'm going to do is do me. You know what I'm saying? So he has a new single out, new record label, and he's going to push forward. So I'm looking forward to it because a lot of people already know the great work he does. So let's talk to him and see what he got coming up.
Alrighty, well, we'll get into that for sure. So we actually do have his new record. Let me make sure I have it before I know I have it in here. I saw it in there earlier. Let me just give that a moment to get right and load up. But yeah, like you said, definitely I gotta get I do the net, you know what, when I went back and I looked at a couple of things and I saw some affiliations, I was like, okay, I remember. This name definitely sounds familiar to me. So it's just funny how it comes back full circle, especially now being in this industry, you know, on this side of the industry where we're interviewing. It's like, okay, now we get to meet these people that we once read about or talked to or had made mention of before. Let me see here. So, yeah, so we do have his new record that we're going to premiere tonight. It's called Bust a Move, and it's from the compilation Should Have Been an Album. This is actually Volume 3. So he does have a series. This is Volume 3, and it's Bust a Move, John Depp.
Yes, sir.
You niggas call it fly. Call it getting dressed up. You niggas call it fly. I just call it getting dressed up. I said you niggas call it fly. I just call it getting dressed up.
Easy. I do it. I do it.
I think they gonna know when they jump.
You niggas call it fly, I just call it getting dressed though. 2500 for the fit, that's a check though. You don't want no problems in this bitch, that's what this kept for. Party like you supposed to, I suggest you shame your close. I did him the bust a move, I got the ham on me. I did him the bust a move, I got the ham on me. I think they tryna make the new hits for the cameras on me. I think they tryna make the new hits for the cameras on me.
I'm already flying, I ain't even put my clothes on. Do this gay, gay, these other niggas like the prolong. Couple $1,000 outfits, they like where your clothes from. See it, then I like it, then I buy it, I don't hold on. Balmain and champagne, this shit real, that swag on. Don't care about your damn name, you was the man, that name gone. And you can ask anybody that know the kid, they tell you where my name from. That's all gang, them class boys been rich fly since day one. Matter of fact, when they come, who the fuck and where they from? All of my niggas, they A1, but you real shooter since day one. Different pair of Balmains that's holding up the same gun. Switching up daily, these bitches wonder where it came from. I'm gonna pop a bottle, I don't care about your model. Soon as niggas leave, they gon' follow. Without a Murcielago, nigga looking like he hit the lotto. I'ma finish this bottle, then peel off in the Tahoe. You niggas call it fly, I just call it getting dressed though. 2500 for the fit, that's a check though. You don't want no problems in this bitch, that's what the cap for. Party like you pause to watch it, just you shaking your close. I did him the bust a move, I got the ham on me. I did him the bust a move, I got the ham on me. I think they tryna make the new hits for the cameras on me. I think they tryna make the new hits for the cameras on me.
No, no. Sound different.
Alrighty, welcome back to Global 14, the cut, a little something, Bust a Move by John Depp, and he is on the line with us right now. What's up?
Got the ham on
me. Yeah.
Golden Fleece,
what's up, my G?
What up, Depp? How you doing, brother?
Everything good? Yeah, that shit fire. I mean, let the world
that
know
shit
that's
is
the
ridiculous.
New single right there, Bust a Move. You know what I mean? Y'all gonna start hearing that shit up. Everywhere.
About to get all into it, brother. That shit is fire. We got Onyx, man. We're going to ask you some great questions tonight because a lot of people definitely need to know the things you've done behind the scenes, and now they're going to get in touch with the artist, man. We excited to have you on tonight, man. I'm going to let Onyx hold it down right now and ask you some important questions because they need to know your background, brother. People need to know who Depp is so they can be prepared for this fire.
Let's let them know. Let's tell them.
No doubt. Appreciate that again, John. That we just want to welcome you to the show. My first time getting to interact with you. So I've heard great things, and we're definitely ready to let the audience know as well. So let's talk about John. That I see that you're from Queens. Were you born and raised in Queens?
Born and raised in Jamaica, Queens. I actually grew up on the south side. I grew up on the south side of Queens, Oh God, bro. Everybody know that part of Queens, you know. Thanks to 50 Cent and, you know, G Unit and them guys, they made that side of Queens famous, and I happened to be around at the time, and I caught a little whiff of that, you know.
No
Took
doubt.
It to the north
awesome.
Side and
well,
got my
yeah.
side turned up.
All right, that's what's up. So how did let's talk about John Depp, a childhood kind of background growing up. Were you how you grew up, and was anybody else in the house an artist as well, or into music? Played any bands?
Yeah. I actually kind of grew up around music. Going back to stating what I just said, you know, growing up on the South Side, it's a coincidence that my cousin is Lloyd Banks. So you know, we grew up in the same house. And I just watched his craft with doing the music shit. And shout out to my brother Mo Bills. You know what I mean? He was another influence to me. I saw them just going back and forth with the music, you know. So I said, yo, I could do this shit too. I was young. I started like around 12, you know. And then I took it from there and never stopped. And it was, you know?
That's
to
stuff.
This day,
yeah.
I'm still
so
doing my
you...
shit.
No doubt. So you said you started around 12. So when did you say, okay, I'm finna show Lloyd, my brother, I'm finna show him what's up and what I got? Was it like a cipher that happened, or you just got on the mic in the house? How did that go? How did that happen?
See, everybody never really wanted me to rap. Like, you know, everybody was just the rappers. Like, you know, they didn't give me space to rap. I had to go do it on my own, and then, you know, go outside and mm-hmm. try to get signed on my own and go to the labels, you know. I was doing that myself, and then shout out to my man Slow and them Slow Bucks. That was my friend from the neighborhood, and me and him just did some power moves. We linked up with Jewels. We started that Skull Gang shit, you know, took it to the top. And right now, you know, John Depp. That's all the people gonna hear. John Depp, be Dolo. That's it.
Okay, so suddenly you have a new label now. So I did my research, and I saw that you had the compilation mixtape Should Have Been an Album. Tell us the significance behind it. It's pretty forward to me, but tell us the significance on why you chose that title and chose to do this series like that.
That shit mean a lot to me, I ain't gonna lie, because, you know, just me being underrated and it's like a cloud over me. You know, I never got the chance to show my real talent. You know, I was in a group before, and you know, like it was like a quick 14 bars, 16 bars, and you never really heard me do the hook and the verses and, you know, a complete song. So
mm-hmm.
with the Should Have Been the Albums, when I started working on that mixtape, when I first did it, I was pushing for my album. I'm like, no, this is gonna be the album. And then when I couldn't put it out as an album, it had to be the mm-hmm. mixtape, you know? So, but I was so mad at the fact that it couldn't be the album where I said, fuck it, it should have been an album. That's the title. This shit should have been an album, so.
That's dope.
And then
That's dope.
After the first one, I just thought I was going to wind up doing one. And then after the first one, I wound up doing part two, probably a month or two after. I just dropped it right after. And, you know, I got good feedback from there. I got 300,000 downloads overall on the whole project. And now I'm working on part three, which is dropping in March, end of March. And I'm about to release a whole bunch of videos and, you know, a whole bunch of shit.
Absolutely. Tell us how the grind, because like you said, you had to get out there on your own and do it and grind and do your own thing and get, you know, noticed for your talent. Tell us how the promo game has changed for you. Like you said, now you're about to do a whole lot of videos. What is the biggest change for you now that you've seen it going out there grinding then versus now, if any change at all?
No, it's a lot of change. Because you know, before it was kind of easier. Like when you're in a situation where it's like you standing next to a rapper where he's getting, you know, like everything is free for me at the time. But now it's like I'm paying for everything now. It's more like, you know, you got to invest in yourself. To anybody out there listening, you know, one of the main things you got to do is invest in yourself. If you don't invest in yourself, nobody else will help. I mean, it's not going to be the same. You got to put your money up, whatever you make, put it all into yourself, and it'll all come back. Trust me. I mean, I said that's what I'm doing now, so. You know, it's a little change, but it's worth it. It's all motivation for you to get better, you know?
Most definitely.
No handout.
But I know that's right. Shoot, that's what we about right here on this show. We got to work from ground up for sure. So what would you say, if anything, for you? Are you looking to do sign with a label at this time, or you started your own label and want to do distribution deal?
Yeah, I started my own label, Risk Takers ENT, you know. I felt like it was too many people I could have went under, or you know, a lot of people reached out to me, like the French Montanas wanted me to come with the Coke Boys and shit. Like a lot of people wanted me next to their situation, you know. And I just felt like I got enough power with these new records that I got. Like I don't need to be under nobody. I already did that for 8 years. You feel me? Right now, it's time for me to be the boss of my own situation. Basically, what I'm trying to say. So yeah, I started my shit, Risk Takers. ENT, I'm gonna have a few artists come out after me. You know, I just got a whole. It's a whole project. Right now, I'm not thinking about signing with nobody. Right now, basically, I'm just going independent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then
right.
whoever offers the most money when I'm ready to go, they gotta buy me on my company.
That's right. That's what's up. I could dig that. Well, I definitely wanna pass the mic to the homie Fleece. But my last question to you is. Now that you went from, like you said, having to just wait and do your verse here and there, now you got your own label and you're about to push and go hard and heavy with your brand and your music, what is the most challenging thing that you're finding now that you didn't know before as just the artist, and now you're the businessman head on, just you? So what is one of the things that you're finding is challenging in this industry, aside from it having to invest in yourself? Is there anything else?
Knowing that you gotta know everything. Like, don't think you just gonna come in this shit thinking you know what you're doing and it's gonna happen. It's not gonna happen that way. You gotta know what you're doing. Like, whether if it's little things like studying and looking up on how to become a business owner or how to run your music business or, you know, anything. Little things that you might not think will help really help. So I always go back and I look into things. I get books. I still read. I go through everything, like, you know. So as long as you got confidence in yourself, you can do what you want. Like, so, you know. So it's really no challenges right now to me. But to anybody else, you just gotta, whatever you want to do, look into it, work on it, get better. It'll happen.
All right. And then would you? Yes.
Where my man Golden Fleece at?
Golden.
Yo, I'm on here listening to the big homie drop the juice. Drop
cool.
The juice on it right now,
there.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm here, man, but, you know, I have to stay quiet so they can get that knowledge, man. You know, the funny part about it is I just left a phone conference call before we got on the show, and it was talking about the same thing you was just talking about, Depp, how important it is to study your business, how important it is to really know what you're getting into, because a lot of people have talent, but they don't have the savvy to know how to work their own movements, and so you can receive the blessings. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't
Definitely.
Even have their company structured right so they can receive the blessings. And one more thing I need you to do for me, Def. One of my homegirls that was on the call with me, her name is Zareda. We call her Pocahontas. She is a huge fan of yours, and when she heard that I was having you on the show tonight, she had a small groupie moment. She was like, yo, I'm about to have a groupie moment, but try to give him a shout me out. I said, yo, I'm going to give him a shout you out. So if you could shout out my homegirl, Pocahontas, out in South
shout
Beach,
out
Miami.
Shout to Pocahontas. You know what I mean? Miami. I'll be out there in a few, too. So make sure, Pocahontas, if you're listening, you know what I mean? Set it up. Make sure you got all the girls and y'all meet me at Live. You heard? Shout out to Pocahontas. So you heard?
That's what's up, man. She's real connected in the industry too as well. We'll definitely be helping on a few things. I definitely want to, before I get into it, shout out my homie Spin Tech, one of my brothers. You know what I'm saying? I was so happy.
Yeah, shout
when
out
he
to
told
Spin
me.
Tech. I mean,
indeed,
DNA,
I was
though,
happy
DNA,
when he told
Phenom, Jillian.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I fuck with Spin Tech. You know, like he get a lot done. You know. And we joined on this joint venture deal for this single Bust a Move. So, you know, so that's why we everywhere. We floating right now.
I thought it was butter, man. And I said to him, man, you know, I've seen
John Depp behind the scenes. We all followed it behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? Guys like us, we know, you know, who's the moving pieces, the different things. And that's one of the things that I want you to kind of elaborate on. Because when you say, you know, you started the Skull Gang thing with Slow Bucks, I don't think a lot of people know how significant that is. You know, at the time, G-Unit and Dipset wasn't really getting along, and then people see Juelz and Lloyd Banks do a song which became a hit, and you guys were instrumental in that.
That was all through family moves. Like, you know, Juelz is my brother, like, to this day, just because I'm not standing next to him and we're not saying Skull Gang right now, that don't mean shit. That's still my brother. Like, you feel me? And Banks is like my blood family. So at the end of the day, they both gotta respect what's going on. So it wasn't no beef. It wasn't gonna get that far anyway around. You know what I mean? It wasn't that serious.
Right.
Like, you feel
right,
me? I'm just being dead real. So the link came together because we all together. Like, you know what I mean? And then everything
mm-hmm.
made sense after that. So, you know, that's it.
That's what's up. That's
it means
what,
a lot,
that's
though.
It means
a lot for the people that don't know, though, because, I mean, that they move was powerful, that whole Beamer, Benz, and Bentley shit. Like, you know, that was a powerful record, you know?
Indeed. But now we're going to talk about John Depp. I just want to, you know, say that the Bust a Move record is crack rock. You know what I'm saying? But you've been writing.
Good looking.
You've been writing for a long time. You've been doing your thing for a minute. Man, is there anybody that somebody may be surprised to know that John Depp worked with as far as writing, helping them facilitate anything in the industry?
See, I'm so much of a good guy. I'm so much of a good, loyal guy. I did a lot of work for a lot of people, you know, but I keep everything on the low. They ask me, but whoever asked me to, you know, I just got that. I got a deal with them, you know. It's a part of the deal. Don't say
okay, I understand. That's top secret. I get it. But just to let y'all know out there who's listening, the brother's talented. He getting it in with some of the major players out there. So just know that. You don't have to know who it is. Just know they major. You know what I'm saying? But now John Depp want people to know about John Depp. Was there anything that basically you just had a thought one day that's like, you know what, I want people to know who I am. I'm going to step from behind these scenes. I'm going to rock out. And the reason I'm doing this is because I got talent to share to the world. Was there any particular moment that hit you and made you want to do that?
Wait, say that one more time, bro. That shit slipped me. My bad. The phone went in and out. I ain't even hear you.
Oh, it's all good. I was saying, was there any moment in time that particularly made you say, you know what, I want the world to know who John Depp is? I know I'm talented in this musical field and this entertainment game, but people need to know who I am. Was there any specific moment that made you decide that?
Definitely. I went through a couple situations, you feel me? But it was this one situation when I had got shot not too long ago, right before the Should Have Been an Album one. You know, I was. That's when I was still behind everybody else, not paying attention to my situation. You feel me? I should have been working on my situation at the time, but I'm everywhere else. Then situation happened where I got shot, and I was gone for a minute, and it made me miss what I do while I was on bed rest and everything. Like I miss what I really do. Like, you feel me? So when I got back in the studio, everything was just like, it came out so much of a masterpiece. It's like, because I'm like fed up, like, you feel me? So it's like, so the whole Should Have Been an Album, if you go back and listen to part one, part two, you hear how big it is. Like, I'm not even trying to toot my own horn. Like, you know, like, if you don't believe me, you can go check. Like, you know, like.
Oh, yeah. And I know. And
it was a point in time where I said, yeah, fuck everything, and this is what I'm doing. Like, you know?
Nah, that's what's up. And I can vouch, you know, the music has always been fire. And people, that's why we wanted to have you on the show, so people could do their research as well as listen to the new material. Because the brother, listen, you know, just a little spoiler, the brother, you know, killed one of our tracks on a whole vocal, not even rapping, just singing. And I'm just sitting there like, yo, this cat does it all, you know what I'm saying? So salute to you for having the talent to multifaceted in the game. And I think a lot of people are going to be surprised at what you deliver.
Nah, it's good looking, bro. I appreciate that.
No doubt. I mean, now Queens, New York. Let's talk about Queens, man. Queens has birthed some of the best executives, you know what I'm saying, the best artists in the world. We've had Slow Bucks on the show. We've had Smack White on the show. You know, we've had so many people.
Queens, man. Queens,
you know,
is motivation.
Queens, New York.
Queens is power. Let me tell you something. Man. Queens, look right now. We got Nicki Minaj. Like, it's not no game. She's from, like, you know, she's from Queens.
Right.
Everybody think Waka Flocka's from Atlanta. He's from Queens. Like, you know, like, did that. And it keeps going back. It keeps going. Like, you know, back then, it's just straight legends. And, you know, save the best for last, though.
Now John Depp is coming. So let me ask you, you know, we got the Bust a Move single, which we just played. We're going to play it again. If you didn't hear it, it was straight fire. What is your plans with the single? You know what I'm saying? You planning on crushing New York? I know New York is not your only area you want to conquer. So how y'all going to spread the word and let people know that John Depp is here and you need to hear what he has to say?
Yo, the phone just went in and out, bro. Say that one more time.
Okay, no problem. I said, I know the Bust a Move single is about to kill New York, but you know you got to attack all these other regions. What's the plan to get John Depp's music out there to the whole nation and let them know, like, yo, you need to pay attention to this guy, not just New York, but all around the nation?
Well, my first plan is to drop the tape, drop the videos before the tape, which everybody's going to see. They're going to love it. I'm telling you, once I put out the videos, it's like a movie. Shout out to Itchy House Films. They shot the videos. Shout out to Prime Cuts. They did a few videos. But it's a movie. It's basically I'm painting a picture for everybody to see, and then I'm going to drop the music. So, you know, they be able to download Bust a Move off iTunes, too, tomorrow night.
Okay. All right, so y'all heard it. Tomorrow night, you could download Bust a Move. Again, we're going to play it on our show again so you can hear how fire it is. It's definitely worth the download. And let's talk about your music as a whole. Right now, New York is going through a little turbulent situation with all these things. How does the new artist from New York survive the old beefs and the reunion tours and this and that? Like, how does a guy like John Depp say, you know what, I got my lane and I'm going to carve it out in New York and spread it to the world? Are you saying to yourself, you know what, I'm going to drop it on Hot 97, I'm going to drop it on Power? Or do you have any other plans that people might not know of, like, oh, okay, we're going to look for him here too?
Yeah, other than me being outside every day, making sure my shit is in everybody's hands, which I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure I got a whole bunch of USBs with the Should Have Been the Album 3 on the USBs. I'm going to be passing out the USBs. Mm-hmm. You know, like, Should Have
Nice.
Been the Album 3 is USBs. You know, something new. You got to get new with the people. You can't run around with the CDs no more and pass out the CDs, you know. It gets tired.
There you go.
Like, you know, so everybody want to download. Everybody got iPods and iPhones and computers here. Take the USB. I get digital with them now. I can get digital with them. You feel me?
That's what it is. Yeah, nah, I feel you, man, because that's what they want. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what the people want. Now, as far as John Depp, the man, you know, you just revealed that you got shot. You know, there's a lot of people out there, young kids,
you know,
that aspire.
Hold on, one more thing too. I don't like bragging about that. You know, that's not cool. I don't want, you know, since we on the radio
exactly.
too, and there's probably a lot of people listening, I don't want nobody to get like the like I'm bragging about that. Like that, like you had to get shot to be cool. Like, cause you know, it's a possibility that I couldn't be here right now to even be on the phone with y'all. So at the end of the day, that's never cool. So I'm
and
not bragging
exactly
about the situation.
Why I was asking you that question.
I wouldn't even have brought it up. Yeah, I wouldn't even have brought it up. You feel me? It's just, dude. You asked me what made me go ham, basically, and I know that was it. That was enough. Like, you feel me? But you can do it without that shit. You feel me? Don't listen to me, y'all.
Nah, you know what? The reason why I asked you that question, as I said, because as a man, I knew you would have that answer, and we do have young kids that listen to the show, young kids
yeah,
that
right.
aspire to rap, and it's important for them to know, like, listen, what John Depp went through is not what you have to go through, but
yeah,
this is what
yeah.
made him focus. This is what made him say, you know what? Life is fragile, you know what I'm saying? And I want to do what I love while I'm here, so I'm going to go hard, you know what I'm saying? So I'm glad you just told him that, man. I think it's very important.
Yeah,
no,
that was the blind spot. That was
a
blind spot of the convo. That was the blind spot of the whole conversation too. I mean,
right.
I ain't want nobody to miss that. Like, you feel me? Like,
man,
you know, it's a bigger picture. Like, you know, just stay positive,
indeed.
Man. Stick to your dream, man. Work on it. Just work on whatever you do, whatever you think you could do. Try it. Don't be scared to try it. You know, you're better off trying and fail than not trying at all.
Indeed. He dropping jewels for y'all right now, so I hope y'all listening. I want to know, is there anything else that somebody would be surprised that John Depp's good at? Is John Depp ill at basketball, football? You know, 2 Chainz reveal that, yo, I'm a big cook, and I got a cookbook coming out. Like, I like to know with an artist, yo, is there anything else you like to do besides being an artist that people might not say, yo, John Depp does that?
I mean, I cook too, you know. I ain't gonna front. I play ball. I do all that shit. But I don't all know.
Right.
My real talent is music. I just have music. That's it. Music. You know, other than that, you know, I got other talents in sports that I love doing, but nothing else is my dream besides music. I stick to what I know, what I'm gonna do, and that's it.
That's what's up. So we want to know also, when could people
But ain't,
respect,
ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing
right.
wrong with trying other things to everybody else too. Ain't nothing wrong with putting your hands on other things. Try 10 different things. Fuck it, just to one work. You know, I just know what works
right.
for me, so I stick to what works for me.
No doubt. And it's important that, you know, people, they hear these interviews, man, and they always ask me in Onyx, like, you know, yo, we great, you know what I'm saying, because we ask people these different questions, and they never know that about the artist. But it's great when an artist says, listen, my passion is this, so, you know, I'm going to go hard to win at this. You know what I'm saying? This industry is not easy, but doing what you're doing and being passionate about it, studying, they need to hear that from guys like you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're in it. They hear the music. You working, you know what I'm saying? And then they're going to see the end results, and they're going to say, you know what? It wasn't just that he could rap. The man said he reads books on this to this day. You know, we want them to take that type of talk and apply it to their life. Don't be afraid to go to the library and read an industry book. It's going to help
Word.
You out in the long run. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
So we got John Depp, the Bust a Move project, the single coming up.
Woo.
You got the ham on me, and I'm telling you, they got
another thing too with that record.
Part.
Yo, please, mm-hmm. Another thing with that record, yo. The whole hammer shit. I'm not glorifying mm-hmm. that shit. Everybody, you know, that's another thing. I was about to not release the record. Yeah, I mean, shout out to the whole TNF, Spin Tech and them, everybody. They had so much. Everybody loved it, so they was like, "Yo, nah, you gotta put it out. Come on." So I was like, "Come on, let's put it out." I mean, so. But other than that, I'm not promoting no bust the guns, the hammer. Man, I mean, the hammer that you bang in the nail. That's what I got on me. You know, construction.
That's
yo,
right.
He's a tube man too. He's a tube man too.
Yeah.
I love this. How you come back through and give that tidbit of information to the newfound fans and also to this next generation coming up. I love how you're telling them to tell your story and be yourself. That's dope. We need more of artists like you out there, John Depp. And with all this energy that you bring into the line right now, I want to know, what's a show like in concert with John Depp? What performance do you bring to the stage?
Oh, man.
I don't know if you guys are familiar
with Summer Jam in New York City. I had the opportunity to touch that stage twice without my record. Like, you feel me? I had this chance
wow.
to, like, perform on that stage. So, like, you can go look it up. You can see my energy on it. Like, it shows.
Okay, we're going to do that.
That was the biggest experience. That was the biggest experience for me, though. That's why I had to bring that up. Like, you know, because next year, hopefully next year, you know, I got my own set. That's what I'm trying to say.
No doubt. No, now you're going to have it, homie. Like, we hear it. We hear it in your voice. You know what I'm saying? We know you're going to have it. I got an important question for you, man, because you always seem to look out for everybody else. And this is from, you know, people that know what you've done in the past. You looked out for a lot of different people. You was the man on the team that looked out for a lot of people. Who would you
I'm happy you noticed this. I appreciate it.
but let me ask you, who would you say is somebody that looked out for you and kept it real for you? You know what I'm saying? Somebody that actually you could say, you know what? He looked out for me like I looked out for other people. It could be somebody that no one knows, but everybody always needs somebody that motivates them and looks out for them, you know?
It shows, you know, at the time I was 18 years old. Like, I had people around me that could have put me in the situation. And shout out to my nigga Joel Santana. He was real. He held it down. I mean, he made me the boss of the situation just as much as him. So it wasn't like, yo, this is my shit. You're the artist. It wasn't none of that. It was, yo, let's find some niggas. Let's do this, bro. Like, I mean, it was my shit, too. Like, so that's why, shout out to him. Shout out to Joel Santana, man.
No doubt. Shout out Jewels, man. I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, Dipset got the reunion coming back together, man. You know, quickly, how you feel about that? Cam, Jewels, Jim put their differences aside and said, yo, we about to go make this money again, man. We about to give, you know, New York something to be proud of once again. How you feel about that?
I'm super happy to see them guys standing next to each other. You know, it just means a lot. It's powerful for New York, you know, but just like, you know, it's a lot of things that could be done different that should have been done different too. But, you know, it's cool. Everybody got to, you know, they got to, I'm waiting for the album, you know. You might hear me on there. Might fill in one of them gaps.
All right.
So holler at the homies.
Let me ask you this too, man. Who is John Depp listening to besides himself? Is there anybody that's catching your ear right now? I mean, you're a talented brother, so I'm assuming you're listening to anybody else that you think is talented. Who in John Depp deck right now?
Right now, ain't too much people I could say. I fuck with all the new talent though. There's a lot of new good music. Like, so powerful. Like, you know, I fuck with a lot of people, but I don't listen to, like, rap no more, really. I'm more on some straight, you know, I like the Party Next Doors and the Cows and the, like,
yeah,
shit
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. People not on that shit yet, like, you feel me? But, you know, a lot of people still stuck on everything else, but I like to expand. I like to listen to real music, you know? So...
That's what's up. I'm a big P&D fan, man. You know, I think that brother's super dope, man. So shout out P&D doing this thing out there. So we want to let people know how they could get it. I'm telling you right now, I got two texts of people that was embarrassed to speak. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, just tell them, you know, I'm reading it right now. Tell them we think he's great. We know who he is. So apparently, you know, even people that source the Skull Gang movement and envision that, they know exactly who John Depp is. So you got a lot of people that's going to be looking forward to your music regardless. You know what I'm saying? So let them know how they could get in touch with you, man, if they could hit you on social media, you know what I'm saying? And if you got any other mediums that we don't know about, how could they always hear what John Depp got going on? If you pushing something new, how could they know what's going on with John Depp?
Well, right now, they could follow me on the Instagram and all that. I'll make sure I follow them back. Whoever you talking about, whoever texts you, I mean, I'll follow them back. So tell them make sure they add me. My shit is at John Depp Music. At John Depp Music. You know what I mean? John Depp Music. No underscores, none of that. At John Depp Music, all together. Word.
All right,
and I fuck with whoever fuck with me too. You heard? I fuck with whoever fuck with me. Facts. It's all love. I mean, you like me, I love you.
Nah, that's
That's what's up, man. We definitely want you know, to thank you for dropping the jewels that you drop, man. You know, sometimes artists come on them on here and you know they don't give those, you know, jewels that you give them because, you know, they're promoting, you know what I'm saying? But we can always tell when the artist is genuine and know that there's somebody else mm-hmm. listening. So, you know, we really appreciate.
Say freeze. Hey, Jeff, John Depp, we still got you on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here. What happened? You cut me off?
Okay. Looks like we freeze got dropped out there, but I'm sure he'll be dialing back in a minute there. But like freeze said, we definitely appreciate you for coming on the line
technical
tonight.
Difficulties on your boy.
Yeah,
man.
I just brought you. You heard me? Yeah. We got you back
technical
in, homie, but I was just,
man. Sometimes
I tried to pick
that
up where you left off, thanking him and all of that, but definitely, John Depp, we do got you posted as well on global14.com. We got your single, Bust a Move,
Global
so you can 14. See the artwork.
I ain't gonna front. I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. When I was in Atlanta, the name came across my ear before, just to let y'all know, Global 14, I heard about it.
That's
I know what's going on out here. I know what's going on.
Hey,
I'm
you,
tuned
you
in.
You a hustler. You most definitely are. And I'm definitely glad to be tuned into you now. And I love the single. We're going to play it again, like Golden said. And I'm looking forward
appreciate
to hearing
it.
The compilation. I'm going to go back and listen to some more as well. I want to hear and get caught up because I'm new to you. But I'm
should've
excited
been the
album. I'm going to be keeping up. Yeah, that's dope to me, yo. And I was like, I got to ask him about this. But we're definitely glad that
it.
You came on the line. You're welcome.
Nah,
thank you
love,
so much
love,
again
Anna.
For coming through.
Nah, say no more. Golden Fleece, my name. Thanks for having me, y'all.
Yo, my man, it was a pleasure having you on, my brother. You know, I'm going to be seeing a lot of you, man. I'm ready for the run. You know, I got the whole team's back, you know what I'm saying? And there's going to be many more conversations, man. The world going to know who John Depp is, what he stands for, man. And again, a pleasure having you on, brother. Keep doing your thing.
Anytime.
I can't wait to hear more, fam.
Yeah. Y'all could call me after the tape drop, too. Don't be afraid to call me and let me know how that tape sounds, y'all, because I know I'm going to get the feedback. You heard?
No
more.
You're going to have to come. You got to come back on the show, you know what I'm saying? And we got to have a talk about it, you know what I'm saying? So already just put, we're going to put it in your calendar. I'll call up your people and let them know. Like, yo, we're going to have him back after that tape drop. So you do your thing out there, my brother. Godspeed, you know what I'm saying? And you'll be hearing from him soon.
All right, say no more.
That's right. And if you can go ahead and introduce again your single, Bust a Move, to the people, and right on now.
Say no more. Everybody, let y'all know this is my motherfucking new record called Bust a Move. I dared him to bust a move. I already bust a move. You hear it? Should have been album 3. Download it. End of March. It's here. It's coming, baby. Global 14.
You niggas call it fly. I call it getting dressed up. Call it fly, I just call it getting dressed up.
You can chill for a second,
I said you niggas call it fly, I just call it getting dressed up.
Easy. I do it. I do it. I think they gonna know when they jump.
You niggas call it fly, I just call it getting dressed though. 2500 for the fit, that's a check though. You don't want no problems in this bitch, that's what this cat for. Party like you pause, so I suggest you shame get close. I dare him to bust a move, I got the ham on me. I dare him to bust a move, I got the ham on me. I think they tryna make the noise for the cameras on me. I think they tryna make the noise for the cameras on me.
I'm already flying, I ain't even put my clothes on. Do this day, gay, these other niggas like the prolong. Couple $1,000 outfits, they like where your clothes from. See it, then I like it, then I buy it, I don't hold on. Balmain and champagne, this shit real.
pulling up the same gun. Switching up daily, these bitches wonder where it came from. Not gonna pop a bottle, I don't care about your model. Soon as niggas leave, they gon' follow. Without a mercy, lago, nigga looking like he hit the lotto. I'ma finish this bottle, then peel off in the Tahoe. You niggas call it fly, I just call it getting dressed though. 2500 for the fit, that's the check though. You don't want no problems in this bitch, that's what the check for. Party like you supposed to, I suggest you shouldn't get close, close. I said I'm the bust to move, I got the ham on me. I said I'm the bust to move, I got the ham on me. I think they tryna make the new way for the cameras on me. I think they tryna make the new way for the cameras on me.
Alrighty, welcome back to Global 14 The Cut again, John Depp. Just premiered his new record, new single, Bust a Move. Dope.
Fire.
I love
fire.
The Southern. Being from Texas, you know I appreciate the Southern type of influence in that joint, in the production. I just love the mix. It reminds me definitely of the Dipset South and all of that, whom I love. And I mean, I love Dipset, and I always have, so... That's definitely a great sound for him, and I'm looking forward to hearing more records. And I'm just happy to be introduced to him. This is why I love this show, and this is why I love the different pieces and parts of this show, as far as meeting new artists and meeting the people from different regions and areas, because I'm just excited about it, and I know that his music is going to take off, so... Even more than that, so I'm so excited.
Nah, it's a very talented young man, and you know, the energy that he brought on the line tonight was great. You know what I'm saying? And that's the energy that he brings to his songs. You know, people hear it. You know, the getting fly, getting dressed like that. They epitomize that. So you know, them boys is ready to rock. Shout out my man Spin Tech. They got a lot of moves that they making. Risk Takers. You know what I'm saying? That's John Depp's new label. You know, TNF. That's my man Spin. They joining up. And you know, it was funny when Spin called me and told me about it. You know, I heard the passion in his voice about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Depp is about to make a move on these cats. You know what I'm saying? And it was just, yo, tell him, listen, make it. You know, we got his back. So, you know, just to see, you know, brothers go through trials and tribulations. And I'm glad he told people, even though he wasn't glorifying it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad he told
That's
people.
Right.
That he did get shot, because it's like, you never know what can happen out here. And just like he just told you, he might not have been here. You know, good thing he is here so he could keep pursuing his dreams, and that's why he's going hard at it. So he told you himself, you don't have to go down his path, but if you got a dream, go hard at it, you know what I mean, and try to stay the course. So Depp is going to win, you know what I'm saying, because Depp is out there. He, like you said, he outside. So I'm glad he brought that energy on the show tonight, man, and we're going to be rooting for him, and we're going to be keeping tabs on his music, and we also going to have him back to let you know, yo,
absolutely,
listen, I'm going to be here, touring here, doing shows here. So we all looking forward to that, yo. So shout out John Depp and the whole team.
Definitely shout out to John Depp. I want to, oh, my goodness. You know that I just for everybody that's listening out, of course, I didn't want to spoil the moment and talk about me and do all that before we had a special guest on the line. But I have not, just like I told you yesterday, I just out of nowhere got sick. Did I tell you that today or last night? It was
no,
last night when I told you.
We talked about that yesterday, which is why I said in the beginning that I was glad to hear from you, fam. Cause we was having a whole medical WebMD text yesterday trying to get better, you know what I'm saying, for the show.
Look,
we was like, yo, I take that.
I know. Look, I took some Benadryl, and I'm not really one that, you know, get sleepy off of. Well, I don't take medicine like that anyway. And I don't know why we turn this into what we turn it into. But anyways, I got the ginger ale right beside me. I got the lemon beside me. I had the soup on. I just, like, I am down and out. Like, this is me, not at my worst, but I'm definitely not at 100 right now. So I want to thank everybody for bearing with me and my voice and any where I'm falling short, any of my shortcomings tonight on the line, I want to say thank y'all for hanging in there with me. This is not a disclaimer, but it's just the truth and the facts. I mean, I'm just going down,
well,
and I got to work.
So. Here, you know? Family on here.
Yeah,
and
they already know what it is.
Technical difficulties to the show, you know, sometimes it's
That was whack. That hadn't happened in a minute.
You know, yeah, it had happened in a minute, happened tonight, but John Depp kept rolling with it. Shout out to him. You kept rolling with it, and I hopped right back on. But, you know, one thing about, you know, when you hear this show, you know, people got to know, like, we just don't host a show together. We fam, you know what I'm saying? So when we talk about
definitely.
We text it, and I'm like, yo, take this medicine, girl, da-da-da-da-da, it's because we fam, you know what I'm saying? So y'all might hear a few fam moments on the show from here. But you know, sometimes we talk about our personal stuff. You know, hey, this is what we do, you know? You know what I'm saying? It's not all about, you know, B.I. when it come to us. This is fam stuff.
That's
so I'm hoping you get better. Like, I think taking that Benadryl,
Thank you.
I think, you know, that may have been a little allergic reaction you had. You know what I'm saying? But you sound good. You ain't bad. You holding it down.
I don't feel my best. So, but I definitely didn't. It's not fair to our guests and our audience to have to, you know, be subjected to me and not feeling up, you know, 100 and giving my full energy as well, because he really pepped me up with his energy, so that was really a plus to have such a good, you know, guest who had energy and was excited about what he's doing and wanting to be on the show, and we didn't have to, you know, pull it out of him what he's got going on. So, and if you guys missed the broadcast tonight with our special guest, again, John Depp, out of Queens, New York, Jamaica, Queens. Definitely you can play this broadcast back after tonight's live episode. Yes, sir. So,
yes, indeed.
Congratulations to Jasmine Sullivan. We talked about her a couple times on the show. I mentioned to you that she had said when she was going to quit, when it didn't get fun for her no more, and I was devastated just reading that tweet. And now 2 years later, I want to say it is, and she's back, and I'm so excited. And, I love Jasmine Sullivan. I always have. So shout out to Jasmine Sullivan. Reality show is in stores now. That's just a free promo. Wish we could get on the show. Hope we can. That's still in the works. Don't want to really say it's for sure or not, but we'll work on that. We'll get
it's coming.
There.
It's coming. That's
definitely
big,
coming.
Shout at her, you know, coming back to the industry. That's big. You take a 2-year hiatus
and come
then
back
you, like,
and
kill
it.
Butt. And broke it, you know
I'm
what I'm
ready.
Saying? So yeah, shout out Jasmine.
She's
shout out
like,
Jasmine.
I'm ready. I'm drop an album. I'm ready now, and it's everywhere. So that's just amazing. Sierra dropped a new record called Like That, and of course, it's got the referencing her previous relationship with Future, whatever that may have been or what it will be now. And he came back with his little remix, which I didn't hear. Wasn't really interested in hearing. No problem with Future, but I didn't want to hear a response record to an R&B couple, you know, R&B rap couple. You know, it's like, it's not like it's a hip-hop beef where I need to go see what it was. Like, we know y'all broke up, and that's just kind of what it was. So, I didn't listen to that. I didn't really care for it. And what else would happen, Golden? There was something else that, there was a lot that happened,
oh,
but
man,
there
know,
was more in music.
Oh,
did Chris
man, it's a big one. It's a big one, man, but it's going to take a little. We might have to talk about this on the next show, but the whole Funkmaster Flex completely losing his mind on Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I'm going to say this because we're probably going to have to talk about this at another time.
Yeah, we really are.
New York needs to stop that shit. You know what I'm saying? New York, listen. You know, I'm from there. I love New York music, man. And Dipset Reunion, to me, is big. One of the strongest crews we ever had out of New York. And I do not think their comeback should be marred in the controversy of Funkmaster Flex talking about some digital application shit of that Jay-Z tried to steal and this and that. Some old lame shit. 40-40 beef from years ago, and come on, man, we got so much respect for Funkmaster Flex. This is the guy that drops bombs and let New York City know the big records that's out here in the world, and now we gotta hear this man talk about some crazy lame shit. Like, I couldn't believe that he was saying it. All I'm gonna say is, listen, Jay-Z is like
the blueprint for real. And I know that mm-hmm. he's not going to get along with everybody in the industry. But Dipset and Jay-Z's beef for the fans was back then. We don't want to mm-hmm. hear about that shit right now. I don't care mm-hmm. if Killer and Jay-Z don't never shake hands again. I don't want to hear about that shit in no record. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, listen, they don't have to be friends. But if everything that comes up from the Dipset now is Dipset, this is Jay-Z, Dipset, this is, then I'm becoming uninterested in the reunion. Because now it's
yeah.
like, yo, I just want to hear these guys that I love. I don't care about them talking about Jay-Z no more.
Exactly.
That shit is so old. But Funkmaster Flex, stop fueling that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous,
yeah.
bro. You were instrumental in putting the Dipset reunion back together. That is honorable, man. We do not care
mm-hmm.
about no old bodyguards at the 40-40, some old crazy digital app shit. It's just not, it's not it, man. New York, stop that. Stop that, New York. Let's celebrate Joey Badass with an excellent album and his album release party. That dude is going to be huge. Let's celebrate, you know, the new artists we got coming out of New York, the John Depps of the world. You know what I'm saying? Let's play John Depp. Let's celebrate the Troy Avs of the world. You know, let's celebrate the Dave East. Let's really get on celebrating these new artists so they can start competing again. Because right now, when it comes to music and popular music, it ain't there for New York. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The South got it. The West got it. It's not there for us up north. You got Uncle Murder, one of the wittiest MCs out there from Brooklyn. GS9, hope they get out of jail soon. You know what I'm saying? Hot Boy set New York
mm-hmm.
back on top for a minute. We do not care
mm-hmm.
about that old beat shit. Kill that
mm-hmm.
shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I had
Straight
to say
up.
About that.
Straight up, I'm agree 100%. Agree 100%. I'm over it. It's dead and gone. It just. I hate when stuff just lingers on and on to the point where it's just not even like handle it. It was handled. It's over and done with. I feel the exact same way. I wish we can. Hopefully, we can move past all of that. I haven't even been paying attention to him because I knew it was ignorance. I took notice because I had to. But I haven't been paying attention to it. And that's a shame because this is somebody that we should be looking up to. So, anyways, I agree with you 100%. You broke it down lovely. You came with the facts, and you threw in some more New York history with it, and I agree with you straight up. So, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
we not feeling that, man. We not feeling none of
yeah.
that. That's counterproductive to the movement. It's just a
yeah.
lot of hot air. And you know, anybody, I'm a big Hov fan. You know how big of a fan I am of
mm-hmm.
Jay-Z, and that's because of
mm-hmm.
this man's accomplishments and this man's path. For somebody
mm-hmm.
to sit there and just talk about you'll ruin him. Come on, man. Listen. Why would you even say
and
something like
that? Why
I'll
would
you
even want
you?
To? Yeah.
Why
like,
would
what,
you
want to
ruin
why?
Jay-Z? What's
why,
going
exactly.
on? Is it that deep? I don't think
exactly.
so. So until I know it's that deep, my opinion is leave it alone. Let the Dipset go on their great tour that they're about to go on. Like Depp just said, we'd be happy to see these brothers just standing next to each other. These brothers just had problems. And now we
right.
got to hear about Jay-Z and Funkmaster Flex and the Dips. Come on,
right.
that shit is so whack. I
it's
don't want to hear about
something.
That shit.
Yeah, I don't either. It's just I'm over it. I'm not going to even give it the time of day. You know, I wouldn't even want to be a blog to put that. And I'm not saying this against the blogs at all. They're just getting the information. But I wouldn't even have wanted to even deal with it just because I don't want to be a part of it. And
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. It really is. But you know, then you know this Empire TV show. Shout out to the Empire show for doing
mm-hmm.
what it's geared
it's
to
a
do.
Good show.
And the ratings seem to
it's
be going
show.
Up. For me, because I can't look at it as just entertainment because of the industry part of it. It's not a good one for me to watch because I'm going to be too busy trying to, wait a minute, that don't add up, and I'm too busy trying to really make it real. So for me, I got to just take a step back because you know, I'm too invested into the industry to be able to take it as entertainment. That may sound silly and funny, but that's just me. So I think it's a good show.
You know,
I
see exactly what you're saying. I hear what you're saying 100%.
Yeah, because, you know, I like the shows where I can book, and I guess for me, I forgot about the entertainment aspect of the show. I'm thinking more, yes, we have a show just for us, finally, music, where we can watch somebody, you know, take over the company. You know, I'm looking at it as a mogul taper. I get to watch it, and then I'm like, wait a minute, that's not what I wanted it. So it's not for me. It's made for entertainment. It's made for everybody to enjoy, people who aren't even in the industry, who don't care about it like that. So I have to realize, again, it's just entertainment, and this is what it's geared for. This is what it's designed to do. So it's not a show for me to want to run and catch, but I think other people are enjoying it. So congratulations to everybody in the cast. It's solid. So shout out to the cast as well. For doing their thing. But yeah, and that show's on right now. I think it started at 9. So that's it. But other than that,
you know what's crazy about that? Yeah, we about to, you know, we about to ride out. But at the same time, another thing about Empire, what I like about it is the depth of the show. Like, it's not just, you know, music industry stuff. It's real life stuff too. Like, you know, your man, you know, got 3 years to live. You know what I'm saying? It's a, you know, they show their background selling, you know, drugs. She was hustling, you know, put up the money. It's a lot of depth around the show. So that's when I saw it. I was like, you know what? I could fuck with this show, because the show is showing a different avenues. It's not just rapping, singing, you know. And then when they do start rapping and singing, the songs be dope. I really was
the
music on the show is dope. Like, it's not just some bullshit. From the young boy to the bald head girl that's singing to the gay guy who's with the gay character on the show, everything that they start singing and playing is crazy. So I thought that, you know what, they put this together real well. You know, I think the storylines in it are very relatable, and I'm not mad at it at all. I think it's great for primetime television, and I also think it can help bring the music industry back to a point of searching for talent, because what's crazy is the bald head girl that was singing on the first episode got a feature in Billboard that I was reading, like Empire Sparks New Star. And it's just like, oh, shit. Like, they done saw her on here. She probably was doing her thing anyway, but now it's going to be even more elevated. You see the young kid. I never knew about that young kid before Empire. I never knew about the, you know, the guy with the gay character before the show. So I think these people are going to go on to have some careers, which would be dope. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's dope, man. Shout out to Lee Daniels. Shout out to Raji. Shout out Terrence Howard. I think they're putting together something nice over there, man. I'm going to keep watching and see how it develops, how it gets deeper. But I'm a fan of it so far.
Most definitely. Well, keep me posted. You know, it takes a lot for me to get invested into any show, so this is just how I am. Me anyway. This is me, period. It could be the best show ever, and I'll be like, I can't. So that's just me. But it has to be Beyonce, or, you know, it just really has to be something. I like The Game. I'll be honest with you. I like The Game. I think that's a nice show. It's not too far-fetched, and it's just kind of, you know, it shows. I like The Game. I like stuff that's not too far-fetched, or I like First 48. Law and Order is cool. You know, so those. But if it's reality TV.
SVU
is my joint. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite shows.
SVU,
well, you know,
point
we like the same things. We pretty much like the same things. Anyway.
Yeah, we do.
Let me thank you for putting me on the Nellyville, because I
fucked
with
Nellyville.
So let me shout out Nelly for having a show with substance, a reality TV show with some real substance.
That's
because
what I'm saying.
My man is really taking care of his daughter, his sister that passed away. He's taking care of
her
kids.
Exactly.
And his show is real. So let's give a
salute
to
Nellyville.
Dope-ass show,
Nelly.
I like
I love Nellyville show. And do you see what I'm saying? I like stuff like that where I get to see the growth, progression, see how you're making the moves, see some behind-the-scenes things that I may have not known or had been exposed to. I mean, I just really enjoy Nellyville. I really do. I have to say that if I have a show now that's my favorite, it's Nellyville right now, period, hands down. And I don't know about any, and I haven't really watched any others to say they're my favorite. So, but anyways, yeah, that's good, and I like the game. And everything else is 48 hours or Drug Link or, you know, something like that. Although I won't be an avid watcher tuning into the Scandals and Empires, I do support what it's bringing to the table. So I do enjoy that. I like the movement as well. So, and I will watch that show Blackish. I'm going to tune in to whatever day JD is going to be on there because he made a dope show. Yeah, and whenever he made the guest appearance, I'm going to try to catch in and tune in and support, so it could be a double support. I'll be supporting them, and then I'll support JD and his little bubble for TNT. So,
yeah, you know he's going to wear that T, boy. JD repping that T everywhere, but that's Brandon.
That's
Brandon
what's up.
101.
That's the brand. So I can't wait to tune in and be like, ooh, bubble 14. So, but, yeah, you guys, we're back next Wednesday, hopefully. We're supposed to be 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. I know that sounds bad, but, you know, we're real-life hustlers off the air. So it's every day there's a real grind to this now. But we will be back Wednesday. Man, no idea how busy. We'll be back Wednesday. Black History Month is coming up. Let's get excited. Let's be excited every day, but definitely let's do more positivity. Let's give back and be positive and not all this.
No doubt.
Don't feed into the negative that you're hearing in the media. So, yeah, if you guys
nah,
can follow
we definitely need y'all to, not do what your man August Alsina. They got video of him, them busting people's head in the backstage of a concert at a nonviolent concert. Show was supposed to be about put the guns
it's
down
not funny,
and nonviolence.
Oh, wow.
And they got August and them boys back there going ham. So glad he wasn't hurt up or nothing like that, you know. But they caught video. You know, TMZ had that
on
ready to go.
Yeah. They be ready. But also, they need to be just as ready when people are doing donations and giving back to the, you know, inner city or to the suburb, wherever. Then you also need to be on hand for that. So can we get the balance, please? But, yeah, definitely. Like I said, hopefully I'm back 100% next week and not worse. But you guys can follow me in the meantime at Onyx254 on pretty much any social network. I do have some articles as well as up as my website as well if you guys want to tune in and get some other information and tidbits about myself. And time is money, so be ready if you need it.
No doubt, no
I'll
doubt.
Pass
just ditto
you.
For me. Ditto for what you just said, you know what I'm saying? But y'all can hit me on the Golden Fleece, THAGOLDENFLEECE, on all the networks, Twitter, Instagram, global14.com. We hope to hear from y'all, you know what I'm saying? More special guests coming up soon, more great shows. Tune in. But as for tonight, we up out of here.
That's it.
Grill. swinging on ya.
Picture me swinging in that AMG Benz. I got no love for these haters, ain't no need to be friends. One deep in the drop, just me and my Glock. Thank you, Pac, yelling, fuck the police out the top. I'm a broad design, all my niggas is fellas. I know it's dope being sold, but I ain't the one selling. Don't wanna be another number. So I'm grinding and I'm killing boys every summer. Living that boss life got me rolling clean. Used to dream of riding slabs, dropping down screens. Now I'm riding like a king, me and my whole team did it. If I wanna do it, then I did it. I'm a hog, go get it. Came from the bottom to the top, and ain't shit gon' drop but the top on my drop. Fresh out the shop, trunk banging, while I chains lane the lane on them things. Picture me swinging, swinging.
Call it down the block on the main street. Candy paint dripping through the summer sea. Headed to the money, ain't nothing free. Ain't nothing free. Ripping on the ground.
You know, held off for the winter, Papa Doe's for dinner. Jailhouse suites and threepers, yeah, I remember the price was way cheaper. I just got me a beeper. Park a lot, pippin', two cups got me a sleeper. Coming down there, meter, killing a pair of speakers. Threes with the stripes, I'm rolling on my Adidas. Ride with no heater, I figure that I don't need her. I'm a player, and a player should recognize when he see him. Look, I'm here, tell him I'm here, I ain't leaving. Just pulled up out that lot, bumping and beating. The city ain't went nowhere, so what you mean? Since 83, we've been sipping and turning, pulling the lead.
The trunk by BG. Wetted in the tadpole, cost me a fee. Got my mind on money, ain't nothing for free. I got 8 cars behind me and I'm swinging in front. Bitch gave the signal, now I'm waving the trunk. Ray Ray and Casey got the Southwest crunk. Miss Pretty Face, top out the slabby pump. Hit the wheel, so skill about the curves and chunk. Turn the P working wheel, breaking off these pumps. I see Papa in the green team, Candy Supreme. The crumb down, holding slab, it's a young king dream. Big Tony looking good on the T12. Panoramic roof crack could smell. Damn that boy holding what they say when I ride past the foes on glass and I bought it all cash.
Picture me coming down the block on the main street. Candy paint dripping through the summer. Headed to the money, ain't nothing for ain't free. Nothing ain't free. Nothing free. Gripping on the ground. Staying on the roof when you're hogging the line. On the line. Pull the phone, putting boys to shine. Let me try to give it to you, some of the blind. Picture me swinging.